reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our first reading is found in your Bibles in the book of Genesis, found on page 10. And we read Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. The significance of this particular lesson from the Old Testament on this Sunday is that as God brought together the languages of all people on the day of Pentecost to hear the gospel preached, so he also confused the language of people who were rejecting him. Now, the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said it to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens. And let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of man had built. And the Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they all have one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And from there the Lord dispersed them over the face of all the earth. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is from the book of Acts, the account of Pentecost. We read Acts chapter 2, found on page 1165, verses 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others, mocking, said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. In the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit. And they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of the Lord. Please rise out of respect for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to Saint John, found on page 1154, and we read John 14, beginning at verse 23. Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here. This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. My text is based on the Gospel of John we read earlier, and Jesus' promise. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. This is our text. Well, I'm not sure if you'll remember this, but a couple of reformations ago, I was particularly focusing on Martin Luther's great hymn, A Mighty Fortress. And in that hymn, he talks about how the devil is always attacking us. And yet he says, one little word can fell him. Now, Luther had a very specific word in mind. I'm just curious, does anybody here this morning remember what that one word is? Oh, rats. I had somebody last night. You people apparently don't remember my sermons. Liar! That was the one little word. Don't forget it. I'll ask you again sometime. Liar! The devil is always lying to us. But Jesus has not left us without help. These things I have spoken to you while I'm still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit. Now, depending upon which Bible version you have, that word helper is translated a lot of different ways. Sometimes it's translated helper. In another Bible version, it might be translated comforter. Another Bible version might have it as counselor. And there are even a few Bible versions that have just given up trying to translate the word. And so they brought it from the Greek right into the English and called it a paraclete, which is not two track shoes. Paraclete. If you look back into the ancient world and study how it was used in ancient Greek, was like a lawyer. We talked last week about our Lord, Jesus Christ, kind of being like a paramason now. He is always there before the Heavenly Father, constantly interceding for us. But who speaks for us here? In our daily conflict with the devil, where he is constantly making accusations to us, constantly trying to distort the truth, and we need to confront him. A little bit earlier, that word appeared again, paraclete in the Greek. In verse 16 of chapter 14, he says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth." It is the Holy Spirit at work in our hearts. That is our defense attorney. In our daily battle with the world, with the devil, and yes, with our own flesh, who enables us to call out, liar, to know what the truth is. But even when the truth is obvious and beyond dispute, we still fall victim to the world's, to the devil's, and yes, to our own sinful flesh's deceptions. I never thought I'd be talking about this subject when I entered into the ministry some 30 years ago. But because our government is changing all kinds of policies in our public schools, Even children in kindergarten are going to be affected. We need to talk about these things. God created us male and female. That's the truth. And yet some people have a hard time seeing themselves that way. In one sense, individuals with that difficulty are to be pitied. Roughly 4 out of every 10 of them at some point in their life attempt suicide. It's sad. But it also goes to show you how powerful Satan really is. Twisting our minds in such ways that we can't even see ourselves for what God made us when it's staring back at us in a mirror. But it's not just a problem with people who are confused about what their gender is. Some of you, probably most of you, have heard of another affliction of the human spirit called anorexia. People with that deception literally starve themselves to death. But they do so because when they go and they look in a mirror and see the person staring back at them, they see themselves as fat. Even when they're nothing but skin and bones to the rest of the world. They too often end up destroying themselves. Because even though the truth is obvious, they can't see it. They don't know how to say to the world, to the devil, or even to their own sinful flesh, liar. But lest we become too arrogant in our thinking, the truth of the matter is we suffer from those same kind of deceptions. Oh, they may not manifest themselves in exactly the same way in our own lives. But we know the truth about Jesus, how when our condition was hopeless, when we could not save ourselves, when eternal death and hell was all we could look forward to. God has sent Jesus into the world to die on the cross and to rise again for our salvation. And not only has He saved us for all eternity as we've been united to Him in our baptisms, but He promises us daily to care for us, to provide for us, not so that we can grow our own earthly kingdoms, but so that we can accomplish His will in this world as long as He gives us life here. Confident when our mission here on earth is ended, we will continue to live with Him eternally in heaven. In that confidence, what is there to fear? What is there to worry about? And yet each and every day, the world, the devil, and yeah, our own sinful flesh keep on trying to deceive us. Each and every one of us can think of some time in our life when we were, if you will, all in a tizzy. Because something was going wrong, not according to our plans. And we thought to ourselves, what am I going to do? And yet here we are today, and we're just fine. We're comfortable in our pews. Yeah, not every day has been easy. But God has answered that prayer that we pray again and again and again. Give us this day our daily bread. We know the truth. And yet, how easy it is for us to let deception take hold. And that is why God sent into this world and into our hearts and, yeah, into our flesh, His Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit is found in the words of Jesus. Listen again to our text. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. It is studying the Word of God, reflecting on the work that Christ accomplished for us, remembering all the wonderful promises that God has made to us and guaranteed to us in the blood of Jesus. That teaches us the truth. But it's the Holy Spirit that works in our hearts to help us remember those words and to call upon them when the world, the devil, and yeah, even our own human flesh are deceiving us. When we're calling ourselves ugly. When we are beautiful creatures of God, created by God's own hand to accomplish God's purposes. When we call ourselves useless. When, if you're still breathing on here on this earth, you know God has a purpose and reason for you. We live in a world, my friends, where the world and, yeah, even our own government is saying it's okay to believe a lie. But where does it lead people? When we become content to just live in the lies that are being told to us, it leads to destruction. Always has and always will. Thank God we've not been left alone in this battle. We have the Word. And Jesus didn't leave us alone in our battle either. He has sent His Spirit into the world and into our hearts through the Word and through the sacrament to create faith in us. Faith that can combat the forces of the devil and the world, and yes, even our own flesh, when it's telling us lies about who we are. Remember what that one little word is. And when the devil, the world, or your flesh start to lie to you again, call out, and let's do it on three. One, two, three. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001. By Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeout.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting zionhiawatha.org.